Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another fantastic, most fabulous episode of My Orgasmic Life. And I'm your hostess with the mostest, Gaia Morissette, aka Empress Gaia. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how lube could save your sex life. And this is like a really important conversation that no one really wants to talk about. So we're going to talk about it because that's what we do on My Orgasmic Life. We talk about things that no one wants to talk about. So what inspired, because I know you all love what inspired each episode. So I was having a conversation recently with a dear friend of mine, and she's going through starting the process of, you know, she's perimenopausal and she's going into menopause. And this is a conversation I've had many, many, many times. So which is why I'm inspired to, well, we should talk about it on My Orgasmic Life. So actually, before I get into this, I want to just remind my audience that if you would really like to be able to engage with me and ask me questions while I'm recording these episodes, the way to do that is to join my loyal fans page. And that should be, the link should be in my show notes of this episode. So, and if you can't find it in the show notes for whatever reason, then you can just go to loyalfans.com. And I'm Empress Gaia One. Okay. Anyways, so where was I? Oh, lube. Slippery, slippery lube. So I was having a conversation with a dear friend of mine. She was telling me about how she was having sex with her partner, her male partner, and it was really painful and it really hurt. And since it's been hurting, she doesn't want to have sex. And now she's has no desire to, there's no incentive for her to want to have sexy time, because instead of it being this hot, sexy, slippery, pleasurable experience that it once upon a time was, it's now become this really uncomfortable and painful experience. So I asked her, I said, did you not use any lube? And she's like, no. And I said, why not? And she's like, because I feel like I'm failing. Like, there's this idea that if I have to add lube, it means that they've done, you know, my partner has done something wrong. He hasn't gotten me horny because it enough. He hasn't done it right enough so that, you know, I'm wet. And there's this really this idea that if, you know, the vagina isn't lubricated, it's that you're not horny, your partner isn't doing it right. Your partner may feel like if you grab the lube that they're doing something wrong. And so instead, what ends up happening, which is really, really sad, is that no one wants to have the, you know, conversation, and no one wants to say, hey, I'm super horny and this is really hot, but my pussy's just not wet today. And because we don't have that conversation, and it's not comfortable to have those conversations, and we're afraid that either A, we've done something wrong, or our vaginas failed us, or our partner isn't lubed, hasn't gotten our juices flowing, that they've done something wrong, then what happens is that we just suffer through it, which does not have a good outcome. It's painful, it's uncomfortable, it's not horny, it's not sexy. You were once upon a time horny, you're not horny anymore. And the idea, the next time, the idea of having, penetrative sex is uncomfortable, so you start doing things to avoid it. You start avoiding intimacy altogether. You start spending time away from each other, going to bed at separate times, making sure that you're asleep before your partner comes into bed. You have headaches. There's like all these things that start to happen to avoid just saying, "Hey, can we add some lube, please? So this is hot and sexy and slippery again." And as I say it, you might be like, "Well, that makes sense." But again, I just really want to acknowledge that we've been taught that if everything is right, you're wet. And if you're not wet, it means something's wrong. And that's not true. By the way, I just need to let's get rid of that idea. All right. You can be super horny and super aroused and not be lubricated. There may be something going on in your vaginal canal that is interfering in the lubrication, or the lubrication may be too thick, so it's not moving its way out to the surrounding outside of the surface of the vulva. It could be that you're going into perimenopausal or are menopausal, so your vagina isn't as juicy and lubricated as it once upon a time was, which is normal because of the hormonal changes that are going on in your body. Could be that you're tired, could be some medicine, you could be on some meds that are interfering in vaginal wetness. There's so many variables, and horniness is the last on that list. So we can solve that problem. That's what they have lube for. Yay, lube. If you're listening and you're not seeing what I'm doing, I got my bottle of fuck water lube out that I'm stroking at the moment. So, first thing is first, let's talk about this conversation. One, have you and your partner listened to this episode? Okay, so that you don't have to be the one that has the most difficult conversation, you can let me have the difficult conversation for you. And you can be like, "See, that's what Gaia said. All right, let's go buy some lube. It doesn't have to be a big deal." That would be the ultimate, easy. That would be the easiest. The second thing would be to say, "Hey, my body is shifting or changing, or lately my body isn't being as wet as it used to be, for who knows why. I'd really like to introduce lube into our sex time." So you can have that conversation, which again doesn't blame you, doesn't blame them. It's just about who knows why. Again, there's so many variables on why the vaginal wetness isn't happening, or the loop. Or it's less, or it's not moving out to the vulva. Okay. As the penetrator, the pokey pokey, all right, then I want you could also have this conversation and say, like, "Hey, I've noticed that it's a little dry, or I've noticed that your vagina is not as wet as it used to be." Which could be lots of different reasons. And you can just say it could be lots of different reasons. So I would really like to add some lube because I imagine it's more comfortable for you if it's slippery. So, and there's no reason why the vagina owner would be like, "Oh no, we shouldn't add lube." Okay, now let's talk about what kind of lube. Right, so everybody's good, and then if all else fails, you haven't listened to you haven't been able to get your partner to listen to this episode, you haven't been able to have a conversation, or the conversation went wrong and sideways, and there's somebody got triggered by it, and someone doesn't, because you never know, right? Like, sex is a very heated and scary conversation for a lot of people, and so that's where I come in, which. So you can have reach out to me and we can have a conversation and we can, I can help mid, I can help have that conversation as a couple and what we need to do to get everything pokey pokey, slippery, slippery, so everybody can go back to liking sexy time with each other. As I said, it only takes like two or three times of really discomfort, like really uncomfortable sex, intercourse, penetrative sex, to make it that your brain and your body will do everything it can to avoid it. And so, like I said, a lot of sexless later in life, in particular, a lot of sexless relationships have to do with the pain it became during perimenopausal, being perimenopause and menopause. So, if you would like to continue to fuck and have a hot, horny sex life all the way until you guys die, time to add lube. That's it. If there's like other things going on, time to add lube because you don't want to not have sex just because there's it's not slippery enough and it's painful. Okay, let's talk about what kind of lube. So, each vagina has its own ecosystem. And some, not all vaginas are equal, and or not all the vaginas are the same, and not all ecosystems are the same, which means that she, the vagina owner, may need to try different types of lubes to find the right one that fits with her body chemistry and feels comfortable and doesn't cause any yeast infections or cause any, vaginosis, la, 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 la. It's basically vaginal bacteria that goes around and runs back. So these are the three over the years that both I have a very sensitive ecosystem in my vagina. And these are the three that I found that have worked really well with my body. Unfortunately, all of them taste awful. So there needs to be a little bit of like when we're gonna add, when I want oral sex, we need to do that before lube happens. Before lube enters the scene, I need to get little licky licky, and we need to have our sucky sucky. And if I want to give a blowjob after I've had some penetration, there's gonna need to be wiped down a little bit. So that's just the logistics of it, right? It's just the way it is. So anyways, these are the three that I like. And there's lots on the market. Now, the most important piece when you're looking at lube is you want a water-based lube for the vagina. Okay? You don't want a silicone-based lube for the vagina because it can, one, it can cause problems with condoms, two, it can cause blockages of the lubrication ducts. There's like a lot of very things that happen. If you're going to use silicone lube, it's usually for anal play. So I recommend a water-based lube that you can that easily when you're ready to clean up, that it washes away easily and it doesn't stay in the vaginal canal, which can cause all sorts of complications. Okay. So you want a water-based one. The other thing is you want to look for you want to stay away from anything that has glycerin in it, typically, or flavors in it, or sugar in it. So there are lots of lubes that they have come out with that are flavored so that it tastes good, but that means that there's sugar. And so then you're adding sugar to the vaginal canal, which will knock off most vagina's ecosystem and cause a yeast infection. Because now yeast infection is even less sexier than dry sandpaper fucking. Okay, so we don't want yeast infection, right? So you just want to really look at, read the ingredients, make sure stay away from flavored lubes, stay away from anything that has sugar in it, anything that has glycerin in it. Those are the big ones. And make sure that there's water-based. Now, this is my favorite. It's called Fuckwater. is the brand, which is just fun. It's water-based lube, and I will come back to this bottle in a second. But anyways, I also really like it because it's colored like cum. So when it's, kind of oozing out of me from having good sex, it looks like I've just, had a load inside me, which is super hot for me. So that's one of my favorites. And it doesn't fuck with my ecosystem at all. My next favorite one is called, it's a brand that's called S liquid, Sliquid. Okay. Let's see if you can read it. And get it so that it's backwards here. If I pull it back towards my face, maybe. Yeah, so anyways, it's there we go. And it's backwards. Sorry about that. It's mirrored image. So it's spelled, anyways, I'll just spell it for you. It's Sliquid. And it's organics. And it's like a natural lube. And it's made from all natural ingredients, which again, if you have a really sensitive vaginal canal, then this is great because it won't cause any unhappy ecosystem. Okay. Then we have Joe Lube, which is the brand, right? And again, it's like great. I like Joe. Joe has a whole bunch of different kinds of lube, so you can find the one that works for you. But the H2O is really good. And again, just make sure you look for what it has in it. But you also so that's so th so you go to the sex toy store, whatever sex toy store is closest to you. They'll have a whole display of all sorts of lubes, and you're gonna be like, I'm overwhelmed. Ask the person who's working at the sex toy store to help you be like, we're introducing lube into my sex life, and tell them about tell them about the delicateness of the ecosystem that is the vagina. Meaning, does the person that owns the vagina get yeast infections easily? If the answer is yes, then they will know which lube is going to work best for you. If the answer is no, then you might have some more leeway, and let them help you. But if you're on your own, and if you're like, I can't go into a sex toy store, then I would suggest going on to Amazon and picking one of those three that I just pulled out, fuck water, sleek liquid, organics, or a Joe Lube brand. And make sure they're all water-based and test it out. And there's lots out there. Okay. Now, the important thing about using lube that makes it easier is the pump bottle. All right. So, whatever lube you get, you want to go find a pump mechanism that will fit in that bottle. Because it's really hard, and if you're listening and you're not watching, I'm showing all the bottles and things, okay? So, a lot of the lubes have this kind of top that, you just kind of push open and there's a hole, and then you have to squeeze out the lube. And this makes it really clumsy during sexy time. It's like it's awkward, it's goes all over the place. Getting a pump action, like a soap pump action, is the best because it can sit beside the bed, and all I have to do is pump once into my hand, put it, either on the cock, or on the outside of my vagina, wherever I need the lube, and it's easy. And only one hand is covered in lube, not two hands are covered in lube. I don't have to try to worry about a bottle. It's just super easy, super convenient. So you want to have the pump action. Once you find a lube that you like and that works with your body type, then you can get a little pump action, or put it into put it into a container that will have a hand pump action, whatever you need to do to get the hand pumping action going, not just stroking. You want. Now, here's another little trick about lube, is you also want to have a squirt bottle somewhere in your sexy vicinity. So that squirt bottle will help you make sure that you rehydrate. You don't need to keep adding lube. Most lubes you kind of add once, and then when it starts to get sticky or it starts to dry out, all you do is squirt with your little squirt bottle. Preferably make sure it's warm water, because unless you're into some, temperature play, little power exchange, then I would be nice and have some warm water. And all you need to do is one squirt, and then it rehydrates the lubrication. Easy peasy. And you're ready to go. And you can rehydrate a couple times, and then you may need to add some more lube, depending on how long and how much friction and what's going on. So I think that's everything about lube. How to pick the right lube, how to have the conversation so that you have the lube, that you use the lube so that you can have a hot sex life. And as always, if you run into any problems, call me. Call me. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me on, Gaia Morissette. You can reach out to me at Empress Gaia Morissette. You can reach out to me on my loyal fans page. There's ways in which you can reach out to me, and we can set up, it could be just a quick little session to help overcome the fear and the shame and the discomfort. And lube can be the quick and easy answer to that. Far too many, it's really sad, far too many relationships end up have becoming sexless because of this discomfort of vaginal dryness. And so that's why lube is created. Let's use it. Let's enjoy it. It doesn't need to be anything other than adding a new, you're adding a new adventure to your sex time. Okay? So don't suffer. And if, here's the thing, you can start, and if you're struggling, reach out and we can figure out why, and we can heal whatever's going on, and then you can get back to being happy and horny and sexy and having great sex. If the idea of even having that conversation, call me. You don't need to suffer. And I want to leave you with this. If during sexy time and penetration, it's uncomfortable, whether that's the outside of your vagina, outside your in your vulva, where you need more lubrication, or you can add some saliva to lubricate it. Do not suffer through pain during sexy time. All you need to do is ask for what you need, which is hydration, lubrication. That can be from spit on the hand. That can be from lube, but you need to ask for it, because sometimes your partner may not know that you're making those movements because you're trying to suffer through the pain. And your partner or partners don't want you to suffer through the pain. No one wants you to suffer. So it's safe to say, hey, I need some lube, please. And your partner wants you to have pleasure. Your partner wants you to enjoy the experience, deeply enjoy that experience. And you can only enjoy that experience if you're not in pain because it's dry, like the Sierra Desert. Sierra Desert. Okay. All right. So, moral of the story, slippery is better. Slip and slide, slip and slide, baby, slip and slide. Right. Until next time, stay hydrated, stay lubricated. And if you aren't, add some lubrication to the mix and keep talking to each other. And if that's hard, Reach out. Okay. Mwah. Bye. And thank you, all of my loyal fans who've been hanging out with me and listening and watching today's episode. Okay, bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.